Malaysian leader Anwar Ibrahim is in Singapore on his first official visit as Prime Minister. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said both leaders had a fruitful discussion earlier today. And this includes ways the two countries can make progress on outstanding bilateral issues. And for the latest, Tan Su Hui joins us live now from the Istana. Now, Su Hui, can you tell us more about what was being said at Mr. Lee's toast speech during the official lunch?
Warm smiles all around as Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim made his entrance to the Istana, where Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, Singapore's Prime Minister, greeted him and hosted him to an official welcome, as well as several other events, as well as the toast speech over at the official lunch. Now, Dato' Sri Anwar is no stranger to Singapore. Back in 2018, at the Singapore summit, he said that Singapore will be one of the first countries he will visit when he becomes Prime Minister. And true to his word, he is here in Singapore. And during his toast speech, he mentioned that no unresolved issues will be left behind and that there will be more enhanced cooperation between both countries. He also says that he will be looking forward to welcoming President Halimah Yacob, she's the Singapore president, to Malaysia for a state visit. Now, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, the Singapore Prime Minister, he also said that there has been enhanced cooperation in all aspects between both countries, and this includes education and healthcare. And both countries also have a lot of trade that goes between both of them. They're the second largest trade partner for each country, and also the largest foreign investor. Singapore is the largest foreign investor to Malaysia, with $56 billion of foreign direct investment to Malaysia. And so they're both saying that there will be enhanced cooperation, especially after this meet. Let's take a listen.
When we work constructively together, we produce win-win outcomes with tangible benefits for our peoples and businesses. I'm confident that with Prime Minister Anwar's support, Singapore-Malaysia relations can reach greater heights.
I alluded to the fact that the discussions were meaningful, not normal diplomatic cliches. There were, of course, some more contentious outstanding issues. And I'm glad to say that both of us feel that bilateral relations must be enhanced.
Now, both countries, both leaders also celebrated by tossing yusheng. It's also a Chinese salad that's celebrated by Chinese population in both Malaysia and Singapore. And so it was a celebratory mood, a very festive mood amid Chinese New Year.
Mm. Now, Su Hui, what else went on throughout the day at the Istana?
So when he first arrived at the Istana, he had a welcome ceremony. It was also followed by an orchid hybrid naming ceremony, which was an orchid hybrid was named after Mr. Anwar as well as his wife, Wan Aziza. And also three agreements were signed here, three MOUs in the digital and green economy. There was also another MOU that was signed with regards to personal data and cybersecurity, and this would really enhance data flow between both countries. And also, they also talked a little bit about the EVs and also the adoption of EVs at both countries. And so a lot of enhanced cooperation. Now, this isn't the first time that Singapore and Malaysia had ties. Over the last 2 weeks, Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, he had made an official visit to Malaysia, and over there they talked about the priority to enhance air links as well as to talk about the JB Singapore RTS link to enhance connectivity, especially after the COVID pandemic. And this meeting, Singapore and Malaysia today, will set the stage for the upcoming Singapore-Malaysia Foreign Ministers as well as Leaders Retreat meeting here in Singapore, and last time they had it was in 2019. So it's a long time coming and really sets the ground and the stage for such a big meeting.
All right, Su Hui, thank you so much for that update. That was Tan Su Hui reporting live from the Istana.